Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Alec Murdoch will be sentenced this morning for murder. The AP's Norman Hall.
A South Carolina jury quickly found disgraced attorney Alec Murdoch guilty of murdering his wife and son. The jury took less than 3 hours to convict Murdoch of killing his wife Maggie and son Paul. About 30 members of the public seated in the courtroom were largely quiet as the verdict was read. The defense asked Judge Clifton Newman for a mistrial and to set aside the jury's verdict.
The evidence of guilt is overwhelming, and I deny the motion.
Murdoch, who is 54, faces 30 years to life in prison without parole for each murder charge. I'm Norman Hall.
Tornadoes touched down in Texas and Louisiana, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people and canceling hundreds of flights into and out of the Dallas area. Forecasters say this storm is threatening the Ohio and Tennessee River valleys and may well dump snow across parts of the Great Lakes and New England. This is the same storm that dumped 7 feet of snow in parts of California. A new crew has arrived at the International Space Station for a six-month mission. If Donald Trump becomes the Republican presidential nominee in 2024, would his former Vice President Mike Pence back him? The AP's Ben Thomas on what Pence is saying.
I think we'll have better choices.
Pence tells the AP Trump was the right candidate to take on Hillary Clinton in 2016, but
I think we live in a different time and it calls for different leadership.
Widely expected to run himself, Pence says he believes the American people want a leader who reflects the nation's character.
Namely, the commitment to principle and the civility that Americans show each other every day.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pentagon Papers leaker Daniel Ellsberg says he has terminal cancer and has just months to live. He leaked documents that revealed secret details of U.S. strategy in the Vietnam War. He is 91 years old. This is AP News. Now to an ice cream parlor in Germany.
Thomas Michelino has a habit of creating flavors that are far outside Germans' typical ice cream preferences. He has a flavor sprinkled with dried brown crickets on top. He says, I'm a very curious person and want to try everything. I've eaten a lot of things, including a lot of strange things, and crickets were something I still wanted to try in the form of ice cream. In the past, Michelino offered liver sausage and gorgonzola cheese ice cream. As for the cricket-covered ice cream, he says those who try it are very enthusiastic. I have customers who come every day and buy themselves a scoop. Jonathan Schwartz tried it.
This is cremig,
but he adds you can still sense the cricket in the ice cream a little, so to speak. Another customer calls the cricket ice cream mix very tasty and edible. It's all somewhat of a mental thing. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The final Thursday of the regular season for college basketball featured four of the top eight AP-ranked teams and all won, led by number one Houston. Here's AP's Adam Spolane.
Jamal Shedd scored 25 points as top-ranked Houston won its 10th straight game to improve to 28-2 with an 83-66 win over Wichita State. Shedd shot 10 of 17 from the field, and he knocked down 4 three-pointers.
They weren't really helping off me as much, so, you know, a lot of my guys were just telling me to go in there and score. You know, I work on it every day, so they were just being confident in me.
Fourth-ranked UCLA easily beat Arizona. Fifth-ranked Purdue edged Wisconsin by 2 points, and number eight Arizona knocked off USC. 3 weeks after LeBron James set the all-time NBA scoring record, Detroit Mercy's Antoine Davis had a chance to set the all-time NCAA scoring record. But the fifth-year senior fell 3 points short of Pete Maravich's record in what might have been his final game. NBA Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving combined for 82 points as the Mavericks defeated the 76ers 133-126. 42 for Luka, while Kyrie hit his Dallas high of 40.
Definitely a different approach tonight for us as a team because we really wanted this. I really wanted this, but I think, like I said, the last time I was sitting up here, I just had to join the party.
The Warriors outscored the Clippers 70-35 in the second half for a come-from-behind victory. The Wizards and Spurs won their games. NHL, it was opening night on Broadway for Patrick Kane, but his Rangers debut didn't go his way as he was scoreless in the Senators' comeback 5-3 victory.
First game as a Ranger, it was a pretty cool experience. Obviously, I would have liked to play a little bit better and come out with a win.
The Bruins became the fastest team in NHL history to reach 100 points as they crushed the Sabres 7-1. David Pastrnak had a goal and two assists hours after signing a $90 million contract extension.
Very thankful to be part of this organization and sign another extension.
Other NHL winners, the Stars, Wild, Maple Leafs, Penguins, Predators, Blues, Kings, and Kraken. Tom Arium, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There have been questions about his resume and personal life ever since New York Republican Congressman George Santos took office.
Are you considering resigning?
No, I'm not.
The House Ethics Committee now says it's launching an investigation of Santos and will look into whether he failed to properly disclose required information, violated federal conflict of interest laws, and or engaged in sexual misconduct toward an individual trying to get a job in Santos's office. The Justice Department says former President Donald Trump can be sued by injured Capitol Police officers and Democratic lawmakers over the Capitol riot. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In a court brief, the department writes a president does have broad legal latitude for communicating with the public, but no part of a president's official responsibilities include inciting imminent private violence. The brief is part of a federal court case testing the limits of executive power. A federal judge last year rejected Trump's efforts to throw out civil lawsuits by lawmakers and two Capitol officers, saying Trump's words during a pre-riot rally were likely words of incitement. The Justice Department brief has no bearing on a separate criminal probe into whether Trump can be charged over his bid to undo the 2020 election results. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In closing statements in South Carolina in Alec Murdoch's double murder trial, defense attorney Jim Griffin says Murdoch's drug and financial problems made him an easy target for investigators.
And I hate to say this, but the evidence is crystal clear. From that moment, he started fabricating evidence against Alec.
Murdoch is accused of killing his wife and son. The Kremlin is accusing Ukrainian saboteurs of crossing into Western Russia and firing on villagers. Ukraine denies the claim. Stocks are higher in late-day trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. There have been injuries in the sky due to turbulence.
A Lufthansa flight heading from Texas to Frankfurt, Germany, had to make an emergency landing Wednesday at Dulles Airport outside Washington, D.C. That's the sound of passengers as they watched through the window as the plane was landing, courtesy of Ekaterina Fadhel. Seven people on board were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries following what's being called significant turbulence. There was a similar situation for a flight heading toward Mauritius from Frankfurt. Some 20 passengers and crew on the Condor flight suffered injuries during turbulence. There was even some damage to the cabin, but the plane landed safely. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Lawmakers in Tennessee advanced legislation that would severely limit where certain drag shows can take place, a proposal Republican Governor Bill Lee has vowed to sign into law. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Republican senators are accusing the Biden administration of using money from a bipartisan bill to promote woke ideas. The president touts the $39 billion bill aimed at boosting American computer chip manufacturing as one of many bipartisan successes.
The infrastructure bill, the Chips and Science Act, the PACT Act, the gun safety, the Marriage Equality Act. All bipartisan.
But some GOP lawmakers say he's hurting the chances of more collaboration. The administration's requiring some recipients of the CHIP money to offer child care and is encouraging the use of union labor in building factories, arguing those elements will help attract companies and workers. Mitt Romney, one of 17 Republican senators who voted for the bill, accuses the president of jamming woke and green agenda items into already passed legislation, underscoring the partisan mistrust even on things both parties say is vital for national security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Library of Congress in Washington honored musician Joni Mitchell on Wednesday. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
Summertime.
It's Joni Mitchell singing at her own tribute concert, courtesy of PBS and the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. Annie Lennox, James Taylor, Herbie Hancock, Cyndi Lauper, and Ledisi were among those who performed in tribute as Mitchell accepted her prize. Graham Nash says Mitchell dealt with childhood polio and more recently with an aneurysm, but she's still going strong.
To see her come back and be singing again and playing again is incredible. I mean,
Talk about resilience.
The concert will run as a PBS special on March 31st.
An inquiry has found that Britain's domestic intelligence agency did not act swiftly enough on key information that could have prevented the Manchester Arena suicide bombing in 2017. The report found that one officer from Britain's MI5 intelligence agency considered Arena suicide bomber Salman Abedi to be a security concern. However, a retired judge says the officer did not discuss these concerns with colleagues quickly enough. The inquiry concluded that if MI5 acted on the intelligence it received, it could have led to Abedi being stopped at Manchester Airport on his return from Libya, just 4 days before the attack. A lawyer representing 11 of the bereaved families said the report was a devastating conclusion for the loved ones of the victims. Karen Chamas, London.
The woman who made an Obama campaign chant popular is retiring. Remember that Obama campaign chant?
Are you fired up? Are you fired up?
Well, the woman credited with popularizing it, Greenwood, South Carolina County Council member Edith Childs, is retiring after 24 years. In a video by the Obama Foundation, former President Barack Obama recalls that early in his campaign in 2007, he wasn't doing that well. Then Edith Childs began chanting, fired up, ready to go, and it lifted his spirits. Childs said the chant just came naturally.
One of my friends kind of prompted me to sing the chant song that I do many times for many, and it was fired up, ready to go.
Child says the chant was used decades ago during NAACP voter drives. She says it reminded participants to be prepared for whatever confronts you. I'm Donna Warner.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.